Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, I have on one of my favorite guests, Mary Lazaro Back, and she is the Happy Medium. Mary comes to us from Connecticut, where she has experienced angels and spirit communication all her life. She has done readings for almost 30 years, most recently drawing during readings, so clients have her colorful work to take with them. And for those of you who follow me on Facebook, you will have seen that I posted the picture that Mary did from the last time she was on the show a couple months ago, along with the link to today's show, so you get to see exactly what she's going to be doing while we're doing today's show. Mary considers her intuition and psychic ability to be a happy side effect of her spiritual growth. She encourages us to be as open to our more subtle senses as we are to our five physical senses. As always, before today's show, Mary has asked her spirit guides to connect her with the angels, guides, and the dearly departed of people who will be asking questions. You can find out more about Mary by visiting her website, which is www.maryback.com, and that's MaryBach.com. And I do have a direct link to that in that webpage in the show page description. And also, you can contact her for private consultations via phone or Skype. And there's also a link to a YouTube video with Mary, and that link, again, is in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Mary to the show. Good day, Mary. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, hello there, Robert. Good to be here.
I just love talking to you. It always makes my day brighter.
I always enjoy our times, and they always just fly right by. But, okay.
They do. Great. I'm sorry. I was going to say, for those listeners, you know, in the queue, just hang in there. We're going to be taking questions shortly. What were you going to say? How are things?
Things are beautiful. It's like every time you think you've just gone about as far and high as you can, then something else opens up and you go a little further and a little deeper and a little higher into your spirituality. And it's just at the risk of, you know, telling long, pointless stories that have lots of details and take a long time to get to the actual point, I just want to say that the last couple of weeks especially have just been every time it seems I wake up in the morning, something new presents itself, and it's something that has just been brilliant and amazing. And whether it's been an effect of, you know, Mercury's past retrograde, where things are happening, coincidences are infrequent, or whether it's just me being led to read one book and then the next extraordinary book that bring ideas together that I've been poking at and looking at for many years. Meeting people who are significantly important in my life, it's been wonderful. It's just looking, I don't know about your listeners, we're lucky enough to be here. I'm lucky to be here in New England, where the trees are just putting on their usual fantastic show of color. It is. It's like every day is that you wake up going, what new adventure awaits me today? And just, I think, just your expectation of that adventure brings it to you. Anyway,
great.
For me, it's been a remarkable time.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you said that this has kind of been going on for the last couple of weeks. So do you think that it's, has this kind of pattern shown itself to you before?
It has. I have, friends of mine who have spent years studying astrology will say, well, this is because this is conjunct with that, or this is in retrograde, or this is that. And I don't understand enough about that to really comment on astrologically what's happening. But it also seems that lately people I've spoken to, just this afternoon, I met a young man for a reading, and it was just uncanny how the things he was telling me that were unfolding his life were remarkably like the things that were been going on in my life. And I've been hearing that from colleagues, you know, when I go to Unicorn Meadow Farm to do readings, or whether it's relatives that I'm seeing at family gatherings. It seems that this is the time when these remarkable changes are taking place. And, you know, and they're good and positive changes. It's not like the upheavals that are happening are catastrophes. The upheavals that are happening are people, you know, finding a new job or suddenly finding the right partner, or, you know, it's been... it's like somebody scattered the confetti and it's all landing now, you know, it's just beautiful. And I hope that,
that's been
happening for your listeners as well.
Yeah, well, you know, and it is interesting. I was on a webcast last night, and it was interesting because I really didn't know anything about the host, much about the host. I kind of looked at, you know, his website and what he does. But throughout the conversation, I was just stunned at how our lives paralleled, you know, and how he is kind of like doing what I was doing when I was his age, which was quite a while ago, but it was really a lot of fun, you know. I mean, there was just a camaraderie and just a very synchronistic kind of energy that went on. And when I finished with the interview, I just felt so energized. I mean, you know, and it was normally, you know, sometimes it can be pretty draining, you know. At the end, it's like, oh, you know, and not necessarily because it's a difficult thing,
you're on your toes.
But anyway, in this particular case, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what it's like me right now. You know, you got to be on your toes. You're trying to be sure that you're picking the right words, that you're using the right images to get your point across. You're trying to make sure that the way you're trying, I mean, language is a limiting thing. You think of all the multidimensional beings and happenings that are available to us as humans. It's just such a fiercely tiny thing, language. And try to explain the enormity of what you've experienced is definitely a challenge using something as limiting as language. But, you know, that's why, too, it's hard to... It's sometimes, and this is something I've encountered a few times lately, is it's sometimes it's better, even though you're, like, bursting with it, just totally, totally overwhelmed with the joy or the synchronistic value of something, and you just want to share with somebody, and you do, and you hear yourself saying it, and it sounds so flat. It sounds so simple and so unimpressive.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, no, but it's much more than that. It's not just this. It's much, and they look at you like,
right.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I get it. You're like, you don't, because I have no way of expressing it to you better. You know, so there's that pitfall, too, of falling into just the clutches of
mediocrity,
well, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's the whole experience, you know, whenever you experience a synchronicity or kind of those magical moments, you know, or those aha moments, I mean, they're so personal, you know, they're so personal to you that, you know, explain to someone else, like you said, language just doesn't do it. But really, in my opinion, the whole thing is just really meant for you, you know.
Yes.
So I mean, expressing it to someone else, you know, it's like, okay, that's fine, but you know, the whole thing was meant for you, Mary, to have, you know.
You know,
you
are very wise, Robert. You are very wise.
Listen to
I'm experiencing that even as we speak. That, you know, this is, and I think we're in a culture that shares things. You know, besides Facebook and Twitter and all that. We're a culture that shares things. We call our friends, we tell them the good news, we tell them our sad news, and, you know, but, yeah, some colossal things are just so incredibly big that only you are the one who can understand the enormity of it, you know, and that sounds so limiting, but there you have it, you know, this is where we are.
That's it, exactly. Well, gosh, we've got quite a few people in the queue. So, let's see, before we start, we do want to let people know there is just one caveat regarding questions.
He's not coming back. Don't ask.
He's not coming back.
Right, because he's not. I know it. We've all known it. I've known it. It's just one of those things you hate to know, and you hope someone will tell you differently, and I'm not going to. He's not coming back. It's over. It's better. Move on. There. We've covered that.
There. Good. So
there.
If you're going to ask a question about someone who's gone and left, you know, just recognize that it was for the best.
Well, yeah. So that's why he's gone.
Yeah.
You know, eventually,
exactly.
Anyone who's where you are now is exactly where you're supposed to be right now. That
right,
said,
exactly.
Open the floodgates, let's take some calls.
Okay, great. Now, and I did, like I mentioned in the beginning, you draw, and
I do.
In August you did a wonderful bunch of grapes for us. What do you have any particular theme for today's show?
I've got leaves. I was sitting here talking with you just now, and drawing lovely leaf outlines. So they're kind of like scattered across the page. So
that
we
seems
put the
to be perfect for this time
inside.
Of year.
Okay. I was thinking,
all right. Yeah, that's great. Okay, let's go ahead and start. And the first caller I have is Jennifer, and she's from New Jersey. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, Jennifer. What can I do for you, Jennifer?
I just wondered if you had any messages from Spirit.
I love that question. That's my favorite question. All right, the first thing I'm seeing, I don't know if when you were little, we had a little red wagon. I think everyone has a little red wagon. And in the little red wagon, it seems to have lots of things in it piled up, but still within the wagon. What I'm feeling is this for you is that, you know, when you were a child, you only had certain things. You didn't need all these things. You know, you
right.
had specific things you loved, like your clothing, you had your blanket, you had your specifically best friends that you had stuffed animals, and then you had a few books, and you had just a few things. So when you wanted to run away from home, all you do was put them in your wagon and take off. And what it's feeling like now is I want you to have a more contained and compartmentalized situation where you shed what you don't need. It's almost like you take a suitcase or the car or, you know, a wagon or whatever it is, and you start culling from all the things you have accumulated, just those special things that do, in fact, mean something to you,
mm-hmm.
that you use, that you wear, that you read, that sustain you, that are part of your, if not your daily life, then your weekly existence, and you begin to let go of those things that are simply left over from previous parts of your life or
mm-hmm.
decorative or people have given you, and out of respect for their friendship you've kept but don't really particularly need, use, or want. And it feels like a time for you to choose that which is really important to you so that the energy you spend maintaining them and dusting them and, you know, even the space you allow them in your house becomes more special by reducing the number of books from 300 to 15.
Right, I understand, yeah.
You've decided that these are the special books, these are the ones you read, these are the ones that, you know, mean something to you, either give you delight or solace. And I feel like there's mobility involved. I don't feel like you're leaving anytime soon, but I feel like if in, you know, 2-3 years' time, you decide up and to move, you've already done the shedding.
Mm-hmm.
What you just need to do is arrange to bring your things with you, and that cuts down the need to be anchored by stuff. You know, how many Americans have storage units full of stuff they don't need? And they month after month pay a fee to keep that stuff in that unit where they just don't touch it, it's just there.
Mm.
You know, that becomes like an anchor. Like an encumbrance, like one more thing to hold them back. So, I mean, in the idea too, the red wagon is joyful playfulness, not to go overboard and strip your entire life of anything that means anything to you, but merely take your favorite things with you so you can go cheerfully into your future. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
And don't do it all one day. You know, sit like today. I know a woman who makes beautiful, beautiful stuffed dragons and mermaids, and she uses antique handkerchiefs and making some things like the linens on her little beds. She makes little houses for fairies. And I said, you know, I have way too many handkerchiefs. Can I give you some? She said she'd love to have them. So today, this morning, I sat down, took 10 minutes, and I dumped out the bottom drawer where I keep such things. And I had this box, and I went through and I found the handkerchiefs. I was an antique dealer, so there's way too many handkerchiefs around, embroidered things. I kept the ones that were my grandmother's. I kept the ones that my mother's, and the ones that I had had as a little girl going to church, having a handkerchief in my purse. And the rest I was able to very happily put in a pile to wash and iron for her. You know, it wasn't like I spent the whole morning throwing out closets, but this one little box, this one drawer, and it's easy to get rid of what you know is not yours anymore, like that, okay? And that goes for people, people in your life that have just been, like, you know, there. Oh, but we've been friends since high school. No, you were friends for high school, but after that, you were just acquaintances that kept in touch. And
wow.
It's all right to let things go, people as well, jobs, relationships. Okay?
Yep, people just aren't, I mean, things aren't meant to be in your life forever, you know. I mean, things come. Yeah, you know, things come and go, and I, you know, see, I used to be one of those kind of people who like tried to hold on well past the time when it was, you know, good for me to end things. And then till I realized it's like, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's okay that, you know, friendships come and go, you know, or relationships come and go. I mean, you know, it's just one of those, you know, here for a time. Sometimes, like in the Book of Life, you're a paragraph or a sentence, and sometimes you're a chapter. You know what I mean? These people. So,
yeah, wow.
You know, you just, you know, each one is kind of meant to be. And so anyway, that's just my opinion. Because I used to have the problem of letting go, but now I don't. I mean, it's like I can let go and make room for something else.
Exactly. So. I tell my husband, I'm making the house bigger. Every small table that I send off to the consignment store, every bundle of clothes that goes out to Salvation Army, every time I'm able to, I keep a box on the porch, and as I'm going through my life, like, you know what, that's lost, that's done, don't need these, don't use that. I just fill the box, and, you know, once a month, Big Brothers Big Sisters comes by, they pick up my box, and I start again. You know, it's not hard. It just becomes a habit of, streamlining yourself.
Yep. Okay. Well, thanks, Jennifer. We're gonna need to kind of go on to other callers, but appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Here. Let's see. The next caller I have, if my studio is kind of acting up real strange tonight, but the next caller I have is Chris from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. One of my buddies. Hey, Chris.
Hey,
Chris.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, Mary. How are you this afternoon?
I'm delighted to hear from you. Is it Chris with a K or Chris with a C?
C, C-H-R-I-S. And
okay.
Basically, I just want to know what you're picking up about my life right now.
Your life right now? Oh. Okay, what I'm seeing right now is a jungle.
Okay.
Not. Well, there you have it. Bye-bye.
It's like right out the window.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing about a jungle is, at first look, it seems to be just a big, massive wall of green. And what, upon careful looking, one sees that, no, it's not a wall of green. It's got this lovely plant with this shaped leaves and this tree with that shaped leaves, and it's this curling vine that connects the two of them, but it's this also the understory where there's smaller plants, and then there's the taller bits, and, you know, certain trees. So there's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. So what I want to tell you is your life, having evolved where it has, there's a lot going on, but for you to continue to discern the details, for you to continue to look for the individual parts that make up this jungle, and this might be the jungle of your extended family. It could also mean the jungle of your workplace. It could be just the jungle of, you know, looking through memories and looking through feelings and situations which have been kind of in the background of your life, and to decide to take a more definite look and to decide whether, you know, what you're seeing is indeed each individual plant, or if you're just trying to, if you're just being overwhelmed with the wholeness of it all. This feels like it's something that a counselor or some sort of professional can help you take a look at and unwind things and unentwine things, because it feels as though, you know, it's the accumulation of and the ongoing growth of, you know, many different parts that need your attention, you know, and if you can't see them as individual things with individual situations and parts to them, then it becomes an overwhelming thing. It becomes truly a jungle through which you cannot have movement or even the necessary light you need to continue.
Okay. So, well, because I have a giant yard with a lot of plants out there, so it kind of looks like a jungle, a lot of tropical plants. And I've been waiting for quite a long time, years, for my home to sell. And I've sold almost all my furniture, all my possessions, looked through everything. I have still a few more things to do, but pretty much my life is, you know, really cut down. You know, all the clutter and stuff is gone.
Good girl.
And I'm waiting for the home to sell so I can really be free and transform, do a lot of different things.
Good for you. Yeah, but I still feel that in moving the physical stuff around, you've done great things. You've made monstrous achievement in doing that. But I'm feeling this is more not just where you live, not just about the jungle behind you, but the jungle within you. This is
okay.
This is
that's scary.
No. Like I said, at first it looks overwhelming and gigantic, but if you can reach, follow each twig back to a branch, back to a trunk, back to a root, you will begin to see each individual plant and be able to deal with each one as it needs being dealt with. Whether this one needs pruning, this one needs to be moved, this one needs to be taken out, this one needs to be encouraged to grow. I kind of feel like you're so good at the exterior work that it will not be as difficult for you to do the interior work. But again, I don't know whether this is through a counselor or through journaling, or there might be another group, a support group of some kind. You know, it feels like you need some support to do some inner work.
All
right. That, to tame your inner jungle.
Give that thought.
Well, do that. Be open to it. Ask that your guidance, your spirit's guides, they lead me to, you know, lead me to the place where I'll find this taming mechanism. Help me to find, you know, that which I seek. And once you ask for help, then ba-boom, the cosmos responds in kind. So I think you will be absolutely fine, my dear. And you've already done so much. Okay. So good luck
with
you.
Thank you both. You have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chris. And by the way, I really appreciate all of the Facebook following that you do, and I really appreciate all that. Thanks. I appreciate your support.
Okie dokie.
Okay, great. We're going to take one more caller, and then we'll take a short break. And again, everyone, I see you in the queue there, and we will be able to get to everyone, so just hang on. And the next caller that we have is Gina from Georgia. Hello, Gina.
Hello there. Hi there.
Hello,
how are you?
Gina. Well, how are you? What can I do for you?
I'm good. My question is, I've been looking for work. And I've been getting some interviews, and I'm just hoping for a breakthrough of something. Of all these interviews I had this whole year, something's going to come through. So what guidance or what insight you have?
Well, first of all, it feels to me as though the area immediately surrounding you is not a very ripe place for picking for jobs. It feels as though you might have to go further afield. Maybe as much as 20 miles away from where you are. I don't know whether you are in a position to move closer toward a job or whether it's all right for you to have a longish commute, but I'm feeling as though the job opportunities between 20 and 30 miles away from your home are a lot more suited to what your needs are and for what your financial goals are. So I would not be afraid to widen your search. Okay?
Yes, and that's what I've been doing anyway, because I had I had an interview 2 weeks ago, and it was a little further out. It took me about 45 minutes to get there. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so if the pay is great, if, you know, everything goes the way it needs to, then I would do that.
Is that the one have you not heard back from them yet? Because that feels like a really positive place for you.
Okay.
You know,
no, I haven't heard back from them yet.
How long has it been since your interview with them?
2 weeks ago. And I know they're doing a background.
I know, but I would call and follow up, just or an email to follow up, just so that they know you're still interested in the job. Sometimes the hiring process does take several layers between clearance and fingerprints and references and all. But I think an email, polite, you know, but general, say I'm inquiring. I you know, it's been 2 weeks since my interview. I was just wondering if you had come to a decision yet and, you know, whether I may be hearing from you. Thank you for your time, kind regards, blah, blah, blah. So just to remind them that, you know, you're still interested and you're still there and that your name is on top of their brains.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So follow up. I think this feels good for you. Yeah, this feels good for you. Okay?
Yes, finally something coming in. Oh, man, it's a long journey.
Okay,
well, thank you so much.
You're welcome very much.
Well, you sound so sweet, Gina. I'd hire you in a second. I
know, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, really good luck to you there, and
okay.
Keep the chin up, okay?
Right. I will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, great. Okay, everyone, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we've got Tasha, Lena, and Jen. So hang on, ladies. We will be getting to you right after this break. Everybody stay tuned.
Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope that you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link to the approximately 1,000 shows that we have had over the past 5 years. Our show is available as a free podcast in the iTunes Store. You can subscribe there. Or even quicker, there is a link to our show on iTunes on our website homepage. We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, etc., and we have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. And finally, also on the site is a link to the great products we provide: books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store with essential oils and personal and spa products. There is so much for you to explore and enjoy on our website, www.biteradio.me. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, today my very special guest is Mary Lazaro Back, and she is the Happy Medium. And you can find out more about Mary by visiting her website, which is www.maryback.com. And again, there is a direct link to her website in the show page description. And also check out, she's a wonderful, creative soul as well, and she's got an Etsy store, so check that out too, in addition to going ahead and scheduling readings with Mary. So with that, we're back, Mary.
I'm here.
Okay,
right,
great. And I'm here too, so we've got a show. All right, so, okay, we're going to go ahead to the next one in line with Tasha. So hello, Tasha. She's from
Hi.
New Jersey, by the way.
Hi, Tasha. Welcome to the radio. What can I do for you?
Just was calling to see if you saw new employment coming up for me.
Two weeks. You know, you do. You do have. You're ready for a lot of new things, Tasha, and I think employment is just one of them. Yeah, it feels like a lot of new things coming up, and don't be worried that they happen in a kind of rapid succession. Feels like a new job. Feels like about 2 months. It feels like the job you actually get hasn't been opened yet. So you send out your feelers. You start looking. And it feels like you might be surprised that the job you will be finding is not exactly on target with what you think you're going to be working on. You know, where sometimes you might be looking for a job in an office, but instead of that, they have you doing something where you're more working with people than with papers. And you know what I mean? So it seems like you're going to be applying for a job, but as this particular place, there's another opening that your skills also fill. Don't be afraid to stretch yourself a little bit beyond what you're used to and use what skills you do have to expand in different directions, okay? It feels like this is something that you're going to find almost by accident, but through a general searching for a job. So, you know, don't worry about going off looking for jobs in puppet theater. You know, just start with what you're looking for and know that the right job for you is coming. It feels as though the person who is creating this job or is leaving this job hasn't yet made that decision to leave. So it doesn't appear as an open job just yet. But, you know, I'd say, you know, feels like 2 months' time there will be this breakthrough, and you're like, well, okay, well, I'll try, sure. If you think I can, I'll do that, you know. And it ends up being something you enter into and end up being really very good at. You know, it's like finding a seed, saying, wonder what this is, and putting it in and finding it's a beautiful flower. So it feels
exactly what it was.
I'm sorry, what?
I was going to ask if you saw exactly what the position
is. Oh, no. They don't tell me those things all the time. No, I can see the relationship of the position to one you might want or think, well, I'll apply for that. But, you know, as I said, the person who's in this position has not yet left it because the situation occurring for that person to leave has not yet resolved itself. So there's a lot of, you know, ungelled things happening, and things are always subject to change, but it really feels as though to me, you know, do that computer search, put your, you know, requirements in and put in your, you know, I don't know if you use Monster or anything, and they'll start sending you bizarre things, and you're like, no, and you'll get some interviews here and there, and you get some responses, and it's almost like an afterthought. Someone says, well, you know, we do have a position opening in this. I don't know if you'd be interested in that. And that's when a little bell goes, you know, ding, 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 yes, I'm interested in anything. And then, you know, that's what leads you forward, your own initiative, your own willingness to stretch yourself and believe in your innate abilities. Yeah, yeah. You just keep working on the fact that you are worthy of a job that stimulates and empowers you, and there is no way it's going to stop from coming to you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, Mary, with it, you know, it just sounds like, you know, I mean, I used to, when I was in my corporate lifetime, you know, I did a lot of hiring and recognized, you know, and saw different kinds of positions that weren't really what I thought something that I could do. And in fact, well, like when I was a corporate trainer in finances, you know, when they consolidated and it was like, okay, let me go out and look for, you know, another job, found, you know, I mean, of course, I had all of the the support of trying to, you know, about placement kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I actually found my next job in the newspaper, and it was with Denny's Corporation in the restaurant industry, which I knew nothing about. And I just thought, on a whim, I thought, well, let me go ahead and apply. And they ended up not only hiring me, but hiring me for more money than I had, you know, than when I left the other one. So I know that it's, you know, when the, you know, sometimes, you know, the, what the next job is or the next opportunity is kind of maybe off the wall or maybe not where you would expect for it to come. So from what you said, it sounds like maybe if Tasha kind of prepare herself for that by, you know, cause like you said, you mentioned Monster. You know, I mean, whenever you're applying for a job, sometimes you have the ability to look at other jobs within the organization. So I think that maybe it would be a benefit to just look at the other jobs and consider. And it's like, I wonder about this. I wonder about that. I mean, it would seem to me that that would be a good way to prepare for, to be open to something that is outside the box.
Right. Be open to, you know, again, it's all about spirituality and asking for help. And whoever it is that guides you, whether it's a god or an angel or a loved one who's always communicated with in spirit, they'll be there to remind you. You're so much more than you think you are. You're so much more than you have up till now been. So don't not expect new things from yourself. Expect the unexpected. I hate saying that, but expect yourself to be recognized in other fields. You know, you may not have any. Look at Robert; he's in radio now. For heaven's sakes, you know how much different is that from what
for heaven's
sakes.
Right.
For heaven's sake, golly darn, look at that. Do you know what I mean?
I know, it's 6 years.
You don't know when you start off looking where you're actually going to end up. So, entertain all possibilities and don't sell yourself short.
Okay.
Good luck, Tasha.
Okay, Tasha. All right. Thanks a lot, Tasha. Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes
you know, that was the one thing.
I see it so clearly. And I'm like, no, it's there. Really, it's there. And they're like, well, I'm not sure. I'm like, of course you're not sure. That's why you're called a psychic.
Sometimes
it's just, bam, right there. I'm like, well, of course it's right there. But it's hard to have the same faith as someone else who's secure and the knowledge of it when you're like, well, this is my life, you know. I've got to buy food and, you know, pay rent. And it's just, but
yeah, when you have
that
personal intent,
you have to be able to trust that the cosmos wants good things for you, and don't be afraid to ask for help. It's all about free will, guys. If you don't call the fire department, they can't come put your fire out. So if you ask for help, if you ask your guardian angel or whatever spirit guide you may be working with, just they're there and they want to help you.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, great. We're going to go to our next caller, and it's Lena from Florida.
Lena.
Hello, Lena.
Hi, Lena.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How
Hello.
Are you? What can I do for you?
I've had a really rough few days. I'm having a problem in the relationship, and I just lost my job, so I just feel like I want to cry.
Well, you cry. You can cry. That's a good way of getting out a lot of the built-up pressure of the strain you've been under. So crying is really appropriate. So I want to tell you the same thing that I just told Tasha, is that where you are right now is not where you're going to be in 3 weeks' time. You know, things change quickly. I want to say congratulations. You're not working there anymore. That means you can do something more suited for you. That you can do that is like better hours, better pay, nicer people. I feel like that there were some really cranks where you were working, and you're well rid of them. You really are. This is the cosmic way of
very mean people.
Do you want to stay there? I mean, think about it, my dear. Think outside the financial box. Isn't it wonderful that you are finally free of these cranky, negative people that you had to be had inflicted on you day in, day out? You are completely free now.
I left a job to go there, too. I was only there 3 weeks, going on a month. I mean, so I was brand new. So this, it didn't take me by shock because I was unhappy there, too. I was looking for another job.
Well, then
good.
Now you have, but I know the financial uncertainty can be a fearful thing, but I want you to focus on the fact that you are now free to pursue a job where you are valued, not just as the person doing the job, but as a person, and that there are people around you who are glad to see you and whom you're glad to see. That will put you in such a higher energy vibration that you're going to be seeing more things opening up in your life. Okay. Are you willing to relocate for a job? Because it feels as though it seems like the jobs today, for the calls you're getting, it feels like the jobs are not where the people are, and the people.
I had
need
to
travel for
both
that.
My jobs. I was traveling for both jobs. The one that I left, and then this one, I was driving like like 30 minutes for each one. And, you know, my car is, like, not the best. So, I mean, I am, you know, really, I can't go too far because my car is not the best. No, I can't.
It feels as though it feels as though you are a very compassionate and a caring person, and I'm wondering whether that isn't something that will be a field that's more open to you, whether it's someone who cares for people who are elderly or can't get out, or someone who provides home care, or I don't know, it feels as though your ability to connect with people, to help them to see the positive situation, your ability to bring your cheerful disposition to them is a valuable, valuable trait you have. And I'm wondering whether you have ever considered the role of caregiver, either in someone's home or you travel to different homes and help people with things, because that is feeling like you deserve to be around people who are glad to see you and appreciate your work and who are truly, truly grateful for your efforts.
I did do that once a long time ago, but I only did it for about 6 months. And this company just paid for my license to get my property manager's license reinstated. So I was really going to try and get that, you know, taken care of so I can get a better paying job.
Yeah, that feels like something to work toward.
Yeah.
But I also see maybe that, for the next couple of weeks anyway, if you were able to secure work, because it feels like before you go off into doing this other license stuff, I think you need to have a chance to see how appreciated you are. I think you need the experience of people being grateful for you. So I don't know what your finances are, but certainly even if you tried to do maybe work on both together, take on home care part-time or even on a substitute basis so you'd have some. But it really feels to me as though you have been stomped on a little too much, Lena.
Yes,
and it
I
feels
have
like
been.
You deserve to know that you are of value to people, and not just for the skills you have, but for who you are. So it feels
true.
I feel like, you know, you need a little bit of caretaking yourself right now. And so you need to be able to have not a frantic schedule to decide whether or not it's a job you can take. And, you know, you have some refusal there if you want to. If you just feel like you want to work 3 days a week, then do that. You know, until you feel as though you have regained your strength. You've been knocked down. You know, it's like when you got a little garden going and then the big storm comes and they all get battered down into the dirt and you're like, oh, my God, they're all dead. They're not. They've just been battered down. They need a couple of days to dry out and stand in the sun again. So I feel as though you, being who you are, would be successful in whatever you chose to put your intention toward. But I would hope that before you get yourself involved in something that's going to be 40 hours of expectations, that you allow yourself a little grace period to, you know, stand yourself up again and feel the sun on your leaves, because I don't think you've been feeling very blessed lately.
No, I haven't. I've been, actually for 4 years, I got to be honest with you, for 4 years I've been homeless, and that is taking a toll on me emotionally.
I bet. How brave for you to work through that situation.
And I got a degree out of it.
So, like I said, nothing's going to stop you.
No, nothing or nobody will stop me, because I will achieve my goals. I always do.
Yeah. But I think at this point, too.
I did apply for some part-time jobs, and I have a call in right now into a temporary agency, because I thought, well, maybe I'll just do some part-time, you know, work, and maybe the first year, by then my license will be in and things will be more in place, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like you just said, two part-time jobs, I can do that.
Yeah.
I love having my own. I hate working an 8-to-5 job, because I realized that today when I got up and I didn't have to go to work. I was like, wow, I love this. I can go
what a relief.
On the beach. I can go drink my coffee. I can surf the web. I can do whatever I want today and not have somebody calling me, texting me these stupid messages.
Yeah, and bringing energy that is unfavorable into your day. No. You've worked so very hard to get to where you are. You know, that's a terrible setback for you. But I think part of what it does, though, it gave you the realization yet again that you are valuable. You are worthy of a job where you are respected and where you can and you can respect the people you work with.
Mm-hmm.
No. You have so much working in your positive direction, dear. I really, but take care of yourself. Let yourself have those hours of sitting in the sun, you know, just basking in the light. Give yourself those hours where you can, you know, contemplate the miracle of a leaf and are connected with the whole of outdoors and realize that the Mother Earth has always been there to support and sustain you.
Well, because I was working part-time before this. I was working like 20-something hours from November up until a month ago. So I was working part-time, and I really loved it. I had 2 days off during the week.
Yeah.
I didn't like my boss, so she was a nasty woman, too. So I just, I don't know, for some reason I always get really mean, bad bosses.
Well, then expect a better one, you know. Just let the cosmos know, you know, I expect, please help me in finding the job that's worthy of my talents, where I can respect my boss and have an ongoing positive relationship with the people I encounter at work. You know, expect. Deem yourself worthy of a pleasant working relationship with people around you.
And this guy, Steve, what do you think about him? Is he going to continue barking up my tree?
You know, at this point, I want to say your focus needs to be on meeting your needs.
Yes.
I don't feel as though that's Steve's biggest priority.
No.
Meeting your needs. He's meeting his needs, which is what we do with people. But right now I feel as though if that phone doesn't ring, that's a blessing. Silence is a good thing, too. And that gives you a chance to be more focused on what your needs are without being sidetracked by, you know, what his demands might be, however well intended.
Yeah, I always run into problems when I take the focus off me.
Yeah, so you know what to do.
There you go. There
okay.
you go. You're
okay.
all set then.
Lena,
I'm going to go ahead and move on.
Okay,
thanks, Lena.
Thanks, Lena.
And wish you luck there. Okay. All right. Okay. And now we've got Jen from Iowa. Hello, Jen.
Jen from Iowa. Hi, Jen.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What can I do for you?
Can I say something for the last caller?
Sure, if it's kind.
Yes. I was just going to tell her she's still listening. I was in the same boat last year where I lost my job. And it was actually the best thing that ever happened because it led me to the job that I have now and I absolutely love.
There you go.
Everything happens for a reason. So
absolutely. And you
stay
can't,
positive.
You can't get to the door to open until one door closes, right? You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh,
so what's
you're
up
welcome.
With you?
My question is, when do you see a relationship coming in for me? And is it with someone I haven't met yet or someone I've met? Not like an ex, but like a friend or...
like friends or acquaintances.
Yeah.
Wow, sooner than you think.
Hmm.
But here's the thing. You don't look for... I hate that. Don't be looking for it. What do you mean? I'm always expecting it. Every minute I'm awake, I'm thinking, today? I know that. Oh, I have been rowing that boat for a long time. I believe there. Here's the thing. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep focusing on the things that bring you joy. Focus on the things that you feel important to spend your time on. Continue to say yes to things that are things you truly want to do. And don't say yes to things that people are, come on, we'll meet some men. No, those never work out, never.
Mm-hmm.
So because the thing is, if you're on your path, that's when you meet someone who's also sharing that path. If you go off your path to meet somebody, you might meet somebody, but it won't be someone who fits with you because you're on your path. So just by simply doing what you're doing and being who you are and making the choices you make based on how you feel about things, you are going to keep making all the right choices for yourself, and it will be inevitable that you will meet this person who is also taking the same path as you. Okay.
But so it sounds like I don't know him.
No, you don't, and that's okay. That means you don't have any preconceived notions, you know. Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's too long off. So
good.
That feels
good.
So yeah, you just be of a heart where you are just simply, you know, bubbling through your life. Do your thing. Make your choices.
Mm-hmm.
Choose joy for yourself. Make yourself, you know, little surprise and adventures if you want to do. I mean, on the way home, don't go home. Go sit by the river and just watch the leaves and trees and across the river for a while. Or if you're, you know, thinking of leaving for work, you know, leave a little earlier and take a more scenic route, not just the highway. Allow yourself beauty. Allow yourself treats that are good for you. You know, Haagen-Dazs every night is not a good idea, but Ben & Jerry's this week, not so bad, you know. Do the things that bring you joy. And when you are in a joyful, happy, secure place within yourself, you can't help but be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. You know, and don't go change your life for things. Like, I remember one time I was single. You know, I joined a whole bunch of theater groups. Well, I like theater. But let me tell you, theater groups, not the best place to meet straight guys. So, yeah, I got to a lot of theater. I wasn't meeting any guys I could date. But then, you know, most recently, somewhat time after my divorce, everyone was like, go out, come on out with us, come on, we'll go out. What do you mean get out there? I don't want to get out there. Out there is, you know, guys who drink. I just got rid of a guy who drinks. I don't want to do another one. Forget it. I'm happy staying home, watching movies with my cats and having my friends over on Sunday. If God wants me to meet someone, he'll send him over.
Yeah.
I met my current husband in my kitchen. Because that was my deal. If God wants me to meet him, he'll send him over. So the cosmos heard me and said, well, if that's what it's going to take, then sure, we'll send him over. So that's what happened. A dear friend of mine brought his dear friend over for dinner one Sunday afternoon, and, you know, a year later we were dating, and then, you know, sometime after that when I finally gave in and decided it was a good idea to get married, you know. So I would say stay in your path. Because your path is what you chose to do. And if you've chosen this person to be in your karma, then you're inevitably, nothing's going to keep you from meeting him. And that's the truth.
That's the thing, you know, too, is that when it comes time, you know, to meeting people who you're going to resonate with, you know, just by living your life and doing what it is that you love, you know, you're going to be surrounding yourself with people, you know, that are very conducive to who you are. So, you know, it's just real important to kind of live your life, you know, exactly how you want, doing what you want, you know, and then you'll meet someone who also does the same kinds of things and wants the same kinds of things in life.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, Saturday morning at the big box hardware store, that's a great place to take it aside. If I may be a female chauvinist pig for a moment, yeah. You know. Tell you, nothing
good
wrong
idea.
With looking at, you know, muscled men hauling a lumber around. It's just nice to know they're out there, you know? You see dads with their kids, you see these guys out there lifting hunks. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Home Depot is my best friend when I was single. Just because, I'm over there buying spackle and whatever else I'm buying, but, you know, you're out there and you realize that, yeah, look at all these lovely young men out there doing meaningful projects.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yep.
I was doing a meaningful project, but it just made me feel like, well, at least they're out there. No, they're out there. They're not just skulking around bad corners and getting drunk and stuff. They're out there doing meaningful work in the sunshine, you know.
Yep.
But that's just a straight girl thing, so.
Well, maybe it's time for a little home improvement, huh?
There you go, honey.
Yeah,
time to read the grout in the bathroom. No, you know, it's just, you know. I don't know. It's just my daughter be appalled. Mom, I know. I'm sorry, I was raised in the 60s, all right? That's where I started. So enjoy the sight. Enjoy yourself.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. so I will find you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Jen.
And I apologize to any single men working or going shopping at the Home Depot. I apologize. Because really, this is a predatory remark. But truly, you know, sometimes you just got to realize that there's people out there who are different from you entirely. It's nice to see them out.
Yep. So, well, anyway, we're down to the end of the show. So,
I really know it.
We always seem to fill up our hour with wonderful talk, and you know, it does seem that quite often there are themes that come through during the show. People seem to be going through similar kinds of challenges
transition
at the same time. It's
definitely transition time, absolutely. But they're good transitions, and they bring you such fuller parts of your life.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, this has really been a lot of fun, Mary. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us again.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure, and I look forward to having you back in a couple months. I'm actually going to, in December, I used to have, in the first few years of the show, I used to have in December almost a full month of having, you know, intuitive guests on, and in the last few years I kind of moved away from that, but I think this year I'm going to kind of have a few more, so, you know, I would love to have you around in December for the holidays and be able to talk to people then, too, as well.
I would be glad to do that, absolutely.
Great. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you, Robert. Have a
great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Mary Lazaro Back, and she is the Happy Medium. And again, you can find out more about Mary by visiting her website, which is www.maryback.com. And again, there is a direct link to her webpage in the show page description. Also, in the description is a link to an interview with Mary on YouTube, so check that out. And again, she is a very creative, wonderfully inspired artist as well, so check out her Etsy store, some great gifts for the holiday there. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, and until we meet again... Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bite Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.